Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun, a warm one, might be a stray shower or a thunderstorm. High today around 85 degrees. Sun is out in Kenosha, going to start to warm up. We're at 67 right now, 62 degrees, sunny in Burlington. In Milwaukee, partly sunny in 68, and sunshine in Racine, also 68 degrees. Well, it's back to work, and that means for road crews all around Wisconsin as well after the holiday break. So far this construction season, the weather has not held up to too much of the work, according to Donald Groyle. He's in the Project Services Division for the state DOT, so that means everybody's back to normal today, getting those projects all completed.
You know, we've had a little rain here and there, but it's within reason, so most projects are on schedule at this point, and it looks good.
Projects, the big ones anyway, around the state include the zoo interchange in Milwaukee and Highways 41, 441 up in the Green Bay area. A lot of folks still going to be driving, some folks heading back to where they were going. You'd think that a lot of motorists are occupied with their electronic gadgets these days and activities while they're driving. Not a good thing, at least based on the stories from law enforcement. You're hearing all kinds of strange things that take place. State Patrol Sergeant Travis Lauer says it's not always the high-tech distractions that are causing the problems.
You see everything from putting on makeup in the car to we've had situations where people are reading a book or, you know, just basically everything you can think of you shouldn't be doing. You know, people have a tendency to try to do in a car or have tried to do in a car.
Sergeant Lauer knows talking on a cell phone is legal unless it leads to inattentive driving. Texting behind the wheel, that's not a good thing. Bottom line, he says anything that is taking your attention away from driving is not something that's in your best interest. A woman from Pleasant Prairie had her 18-month-old child in the car when she was stopped by the State Patrol on I-94 at 2 Mile Road in Racine County. She was doing 97 miles an hour in the new 70 zone at the time, according to reports. She was also cited for her second drunk driving offense. 36-year-old Melanie Alvarez arrested for reckless endangerment of safety and a number of related crimes. The child turned over to a relative. It was a violent 4th of July holiday period in Milwaukee, almost half a dozen people dead, about a dozen shootings, two of the victims killed Saturday alone. The others, including a 27-year-old man sitting in a car last night and a 14-year-old boy killed just after being at the Milwaukee Lakefront Fireworks Show.
My son was running and they shot my baby, hit his head.
That's the victim's mother. At least 80 people now have been murdered in Milwaukee so far this year. Racine County District Attorney's Office is going to be reviewing this morning the paperwork from Mount Pleasant Police on the arrest of 21-year-old Michael Bareilles. He allegedly threatened his father with a knife on Eaton Lane. Responding officers searched the neighborhood, found him over on Rapids Drive. During transport to the county jail, a report says Bareilles had to be moved into the paddy wagon because he violently thrashed his body against the inside of the squad car. The arrest charges include reckless endangerment of safety. Milwaukee area pet food maker Stella & Chewy's is recalling a number of its dinners and treats for dogs and cats because they might be tainted with Listeria.
A routine test found Listeria in a sample of freeze-dried dinner patties for dogs. The Milwaukee-based company said there have been no reported pet or human illnesses, but it has decided to also issue a recall on a number of products that may have been exposed to the affected lot as well. A complete list of recalled items can be found on Stella & Chewy's website. If you have any of the affected product, it should be returned to the store for a refund or discarded. In Washington, I'm Mark Chase.
Fire of undetermined origin began in a garage at 709 Thunderbird Drive Sunday. It spread to the home nearby. Total damage estimate is about $55,000. Fire Department Investigative Unit Lieutenant Michael Moss says the garage incurred about $20,000. There was another $10,000 to the house itself and $15,000 to the contents. The occupant and his dog got out safely. Racine's Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services is being asked this week to allow the group Salmon Unlimited to put in a loner life jacket station at the 5th Street Boat Ramp. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
It's part of the Kids Don't Float program. And in a letter to the board, Salmon Unlimited member Craig Bender said it's imperative that all boats have appropriately sized life jackets on board. Boaters could use the Kids Don't Float station to get the right size jackets and return them when they return to shore. Salmon Unlimited and the DNR would fund, monitor, and restock the life jackets if necessary. Bender is recommending the station be placed by the kiosk at the boat ramp so boaters could pick up a life jacket when they pay their fee. The program has been available at more than 45 boat launches throughout the state for the past few years. The committee will consider the request at their meeting Wednesday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Amalgamated Transit Union Local 998 in Milwaukee holding a news conference earlier this morning simply to announce they'd like to resume talks with Milwaukee County about a new contract, but they're back on the job after last week's 72-hour strike. Union leaders said they're looking for a deal that's good for both sides. When those talks can resume is unknown. Last time they did talk was with a mediator, and that was about a week ago. Meanwhile, the rides today are free. That coming out from County Executive Chris Abley says all the rides will be free, an effort to thank the riders for the inconvenience of last week with the strike. Tonight in Kenosha, the City Council agenda includes a resolution from Mayor Keith Bosman to reuse local capital improvement dollars from the previously approved expansion of the downtown streetcar system. That would signal an end to that project, most likely, and ultimately the return of millions of dollars in federal funding after next year. Mayor's proposal would remove the $8.1 million in Fed funding from the CIP, plus the $2.8 million in city dollars that would be reallocated. A legislative committee is scheduled to have an informational meeting at the state capitol late this morning. It's on a plan that would have the taxpayers help to pay for about half of that $500 million arena proposed for downtown Milwaukee for the Bucks. Location not sitting well with Senator Tim Carpenter says folks in his district really deserve a chance to weigh in. And he's repeatedly asked for a briefing for the residents in the city.
Come here and have a public hearing. I just think it's cowardly that they won't have a public hearing in Milwaukee. I just don't get it.
He says the current plan being pushed by the GOP majority, in his word, stinks, and he will not support it. When it comes to recycling, the market value for some items, well, it's down, which has caused some financial problems at recycling facilities around the country. But industry experts are arguing there is a little more to the story. Recyclers of Wisconsin President Melissa Johnson says residents of the Badger State continue to be avid recyclers, and the service was never intended to be free.
To get that soda bottle, and the number one plastic soda bottle from your house or my house or anyone's house, to a mill, there are costs embedded in that system that might not completely be offset.
Johnson adding the underlying structure of the recycling industry is still sound, and there will continue to be demand for materials in the future. And what happens to the U.S. Stock Exchange in response to Greek voters shooting down a measure that would have implemented some austerity measures in exchange for a bailout? That is still the big question today. The move also leaving Greece's future in the Eurozone in doubt. WRJN.com, whenever you want it throughout the day, you can go there, find our local news. It's on podcast form throughout the day. At your convenience, go to the local news section. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.